Good evening. Here we are again out in the beautiful sunshine on Maundy Thursday. And I say beautiful sunshine and I said good evening because traditionally we have our Maundy Thursday service in the evening. But whatever time you come to look at this and see this and well, actually to listen to this, what I would ask you to do is also to go to the tab on the website. Again, website is www.alancapper.com, and there's a tab at the top that says services, and if you click on that you'll find Holy Communion service. And as I've said before, what I would suggest you do is that once I've finished preaching the sermon that I'm about to preach, that you watch the Holy Communion service. And you can celebrate along with me and believe and receive in faith, even though you are not receiving the actual bread or wine that I've consecrated, that I've blessed. You are able to receive by faith. But like I said on Sunday as well, is that my tradition whenever I was brought up in life as a young boy was that always, well, not even just as a young boy, all my life, was that my father would say grace, give a word of thanks whenever we sat down for meal, any lunchtime, any dinner time. He would say a word of grace just to thank God for the food that he'd given us. And so perhaps in a similar way, you could watch the communion service while you're having a meal. And so it gives you some sense of eating food and whether you drink water or juice or whatever with your meal, it just gives you some sense of having something that you've given thanks for, as I've given thanks for the communion. And so you can celebrate in a similar way with me as you watch the communion service. But this Maundy Thursday, the first part of the reading of John chapter 13, verses 1 to 11, talks specifically about Jesus with the disciples. It's during the time of Passover, which, remember, Jesus was and is a Jew. And the Jews are God's chosen people. We as Christians are grafted in to his family. But the Passover is this time of year. It actually started yesterday and it runs for about 8 days. 8 to 10 days, I think, is the length of Passover. It's not just a one day event. And so it's the time of Passover and Jesus is sitting with his disciples eating a meal. But immediately after the meal he gets up and he wraps a towel around his waist and he goes and he starts to wash the disciples' feet. Which, when you consider who Jesus was and is, being Almighty God and being their teacher, their rabbi, for him to do that was unheard of, unknown about. Because he was doing the job of a servant or the job of a slave. And Jesus was giving them an example about how the kingdom of heaven is different. It's not like worldly kingdoms. In the kingdom of heaven, the last shall be first and the first shall be last. In the kingdom of heaven, he who is greatest is he who serves, not simply he who leads. And if you want to lead, you've got to be able to serve. And so our heart attitude has to be right. We have to look at things not as in look at me, see what I can do and what I've done, but look at me and see what I can do for you. How can I help you? How can I serve you? And this is the role in Christianity for everyone. And it's very appropriate at this time with coronavirus and this virus, this lockdown, with everything that's going on, I want to encourage you, not just my parishioners, because I know other people can access this, but encourage especially the people of the Church of Ireland in Listenskee, that you would see who you can serve. Now, I know they immediately hear that. You go, hold on a minute, we're in lockdown, we're not allowed to go out. And that's right. You're limited on the way that you can go out. But what I wanted you to do is imagine yourself in church. Think of the people who sit near you. sit beside you, sit in front of you, sit behind you, people who you would be aware of. And I would ask you this, have you been in contact with them? And if not, could you be? And if you have been, brilliant, keep doing it. Because we need to be those who take this opportunity, not just because it's now, but it's something that hopefully we've always done, and be in touch with the people around us. Some of those people that you know, that you can think of, maybe people who are on their own. Well, them especially, I'd ask you to give them a call. Now, obviously, the call is phone them up. Look up their name in the directory. Find their number if you don't already know it, and phone them. Just find out that they're okay. Find out if they have anything that they need, because you can go and shop still. But hopefully if you can go and shop, you can go shop for them. I know some people have done this where they leave a bag of groceries or whatever it is that has been asked, requested by the person inside the house, left it at the back door and knocked the door and moved away. But just before they moved away, they've picked up the money that's been left on the kitchen windowsill. Because it's not that we're doing charity and just giving to people. And yes, some people will do that, and there is a place for that, and there will be those who will do that, and that's good, and that's right, and that's proper. And that is a godly thing to do, to bless somebody with the abundance that we have and you have. But naturally, in these circumstances, is people aren't expecting to be charity cases, because sometimes that's how they see it. And so they want to pay you for the groceries that you get for them. And so a simple way of doing that is for them to leave the money on the windowsill, outside windowsill, and you to leave the groceries and to be able to just leave them there. And you maybe stand at the end of the fence a good distance away so that you can talk to them and just hello and thank you. But perhaps indeed the best is not to meet at all, and just to move on, to rely on telephone conversations, to rely on just reassuring people that they're okay. And you see, whenever Jesus did this, he went round the disciples and he washed their feet. And he came to Peter, and Peter objected. Peter says, "No, Lord, you're not going to wash my feet." And Jesus says, "If I don't wash your feet, you have no part of me." In other words, you're not mine. You don't belong to me. And Peter then says, "Well, look, if you're going to wash my feet, wash all of me." And Jesus says, "No, you've already had a bath. You don't need a wash." And the thing is that what Jesus was trying to show is that we need to be prepared to serve. And again, as I've said, is that this is an opportunity that we have to show our Christianity, to show that we love, truly love one another, to show that we have time for one another, to show that we care, to go beyond what we would normally do and just help people. And I'm just starting to laugh here because you can hear the tractor in the background making quite a bit of noise. And maybe I should pause and wait until it's passed, because if I can hear it that loudly, I'm sure it's deafening on the microphone. So I'll wait until it passes. That's part of being in the countryside, being in Fermanagh. And then I'll continue on. As I say, sometimes on Sundays there's distractions, and I do my best to ignore them, as we all do. But it's just at times it's funny. I remember the baptism that I did recently in the church, and there was a little boy. Now, he was the older brother of the child that was being baptized, and he came up to the base of the steps up to the pulpit, and I couldn't do anything other than to start to pay him attention. But what he did was he took one of the ribbons off the eagle where the Bible sits, and he came and he offered it to me. And it was perfect, because at the time that he gave it, what I was talking about is that what I've done is I've just received a gift. because this little boy has given me a gift. I didn't have to do anything for it. I didn't have to go down to the eagle to pick it up for myself. He brought it to me, and that's a gift. And it was just perfect because obviously what I was talking about was salvation, and it's a gift. It's a free gift. And yet at the same time, what I'm talking about now with Maundy Thursday and Jesus serving the disciples, and I'm asking you to serve, to give a gift to somebody else. And the gift is a free gift. Nobody would pay you for it. I know in the sense of the groceries, they'll pay you for the value of the groceries, but they're not paying you to go and get them. They're not paying you to phone them. They're not paying you to care. It's not a duty. It's a gift, a free gift. And so I encourage you to be like Jesus, to do what Jesus did, to humble yourself and to think of the people around you, to humble yourself and to care for those who perhaps you've forgotten about. And if somebody comes into your mind while I've been talking, I suggest you ring them. Just give them a call. Simply, hello, how are you? Everything okay? Is there anything I can do for you? And even if it's not as much as that, it's just, hello, how are you? Just want to check that you're okay. Simple things that we all can do to help look after one another, to bless one another, to keep one another safe, to be the caring community that God wants us to be. We are going to come out of this. There is going to be an end to this virus. It may be sooner rather than later, and it may be longer. Don't know. Nobody knows. But when we come out of it, people will look back. Everybody will look back, and they'll say, how did that church operate? What did they do? Were they there for us? Were they there for me? Is that something I want to be part of? And hopefully the answer will be yes. They did a good job. Yes, they were loving and caring. Yes, they came and they helped me when I needed it. And it didn't matter who they were. There were sometimes there were people came and helped me. I didn't even know or think that they knew me. Or there were people I never thought that of them. Let us be that blessing, just as Jesus intended to be that blessing, as he indeed blesses all of us, for we are richly blessed, and he does not withhold any blessing from us at all. And so, as I come to the end of this sermon, I remind you that from here, normally, I would have moved to the Holy Communion to prepare the elements to celebrate and to share the bread and to share the wine. But do go over onto that tab, services, and click on Holy Communion. And hopefully have a meal at the same time and follow through with the communion service and be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.